Good evening. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift. I am your host, Renfield Wilson, here to guide you through our program tonight. But I must warn you that these stories are very frightening. So tuck the kids into bed, lock the doors, and pull the covers over your head. We have three chilling tales guaranteed to make you jump out of your skin.
This is Elliot reading The Brown Suit. A woman came to the funeral parlor to see her husband's corpse. "You did a good job," she said to the undertaker. "He looks just the way he always looked. Except for one thing. My husband always wore a brown suit, but you have him dressed in a blue suit." "That's no problem," said the undertaker. "We can easily change it." When she returned later, her husband was wearing a brown suit. "Now he looks just the way he always did," she said. "I know you went to a lot of trouble." "It was no trouble," he said. "As it happened, there is a man here who was wearing a brown suit, and his widow felt that the blue suit would be better. He is about your husband's size, so we gave him the blue one and gave your husband the brown one." "Even so," she said, "changing all that clothing was a big job." "Not really," said the undertaker. "All we did was exchange their heads."
This is Barry Dillon. I am a history teacher at St. Andrew Swanee and also manage the farm. And today I will be reading Oh, Susanna. Susanna and Jane shared a small apartment near the university where they were students. When Susanna got back from the library one night, the lights were out and Jane was asleep. Susanna undressed in the dark and quietly got into bed. She had almost fallen asleep when she heard someone humming the tune to the song, "Oh, Susanna." "Jane," she said, "please stop humming. I want to get some sleep." Jane didn't answer, but the humming stopped and Susanna fell asleep. She awakened early the next morning. Too early, she decided, and was trying to get back to sleep when she heard the humming again. "Please go back to sleep," she told Jane. "It's too early to get up." Jane didn't answer, but the humming continued. Susanna became angry. "Cut it out," she said. "It's not funny." But when the humming did not stop, she lost her temper. She jumped out of bed, pulled the covers off Jane, and screamed. Jane's head was gone. Somebody had cut her head off. "I'm having a nightmare," Susanna told herself. "When I wake up, everything will be all right."
This is DJ Parkey reading The White Wolf. The timber wolves around French Creek had gotten out of hand. There were so many wolves, the farmers could not stop them from killing their cattle and sheep. So the state put a bounty on them. It would pay a hunter $10 for every wolf pelt he turned in. A butcher in town named Bill Williams thought this was pretty good money. He stopped working as a butcher and started killing wolves. He was good at it. Every year, he killed over 500 of them. That came to more than $5,000. It was quite a bit of money in those days. After 4 or 5 years, Bill had killed so many wolves, there were hardly any left in that area. So he retired, and he vowed to never harm another wolf because wolves had made him rich. Then, one day, a farmer reported that a white wolf had killed 2 of his sheep. He had shot at it and hit it, but the bullets didn't have any effect. Soon, the wolf was seen all over the countryside, killing and running, but nobody could stop it. One night, it came into Bill's yard and killed his pet cow. Bill forgot about his decision never to harm another wolf. He went into town the next morning and bought a young lamb for bait. He took it out into the hills and tied it to a tree. Then he backed off about 50 yards and sat down under another tree. With his gun in his lap, he waited. When Bill didn't come back, his friends started looking for him. Finally, they found the lamb. It was still tied to a tree. It was hungry, but it was alive. Then they found Bill. He was sitting against the other tree, but he was dead. His throat had been torn open. But there was no sign of a struggle. His gun hadn't been fired, and there were no tracks in the soil around him. As for the white wolf, it was never seen again.
You've been listening to The Graveyard Shift, and I'm your host, Renfield Wilson. Tune in next week for more frightening tales to rattle your bones, right here on WMTN, the scary voice of the mountain.